He was never seen on the Stock Exchange, nor at the Bank of England, nor at any of the great city houses. No vessel with cargo consigned to Phileas Fogg ever entered the port of London. He held no government appointment. He had never been entered at any of the inns of court. He had never pleaded at the Chancery Bar, the Queen's Bench, the Exchequer, or the ecclesiastical courts. He was not a merchant, a manufacturer, a farmer, nor a man of business of any kind. He was not in the habit of frequenting the Royal Institution or any other of the learned societies of the metropolis. He was simply a member of the Reform, and that was all. If anyone ever inquired how it was that he had become a member of the club, the questioner was informed that he had been put up by the Barings, with whom he kept his account, which always showed a good balance, and from which his checks were regular.